Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Tuesday's edition with Joe Montalvo. I know y'all all tuned in yesterday for Lily and I. Somebody informed me that we had a little scratchy audio. Y'all should, when you hear that when we're live, call in, because that's something that can be fixed. It's just anytime I'm on the air, I can't hear the audio. See, for other shows, it's easier because I can hear the audio. I can listen. But when I'm live, I can't, because if I'm listening, y'all are hearing double talk, which I know y'all don't want to hear. But anyway, welcome to News on the Flip Side. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day and a wonderful evening. For my friends down in Ozzyland, a wonderful morning. Or even for my friends out in England, what is it, about 1 a.m. over there? I hope y'all guys are getting ready to get funky on the city. It's Wednesday morning over there, you know. Let's go have some fun. It's hump day. Literally hump day. It might be over there. Who knows? It's 1 in the morning. God knows what's humping and going on over there. Anyway, guys, I mean, I always enjoy coming and doing the news, and there's a lot to talk about tonight. Lily and I managed to get into quite a few things yesterday, and we're going to get into a good bit tonight. Let me just make sure everybody is listening to a station side so I don't have to be worried about them. And let's make sure our YouTube stream is YouTube in its little life away. Speaking of that, while we're on that particular note, Ustream, we will be losing our servers on Ustream pretty soon. Only because they're not going to allow for free service anymore. They want about $500 a month to do what we're doing. And we're already on several paid systems to start off with. So I do like them. We had a good following over there, about 218,000 people. But still, guys, if you're listening tonight, look for us on YouTube, look for us on Spreaker, look for us on we're on all kind of Microsoft sites. But and you can always go to the website and just click on one of the play buttons. But, you know, YouTube feed is what we're into now. We want people to come visit us on the YouTube feed. We're gonna try to make the YouTube, you know, we used to keep chat rooms all over the place, but I think what we're going to do is do away with the chat rooms and start using the YouTube feed. So y'all come over this, and I know I've gotten spoiled, or I've gotten y'all spoiled now, because, you know, I just open up three of my Facebook pages, my personal pages, and I get comments all night on them. Y'all should make like a little chat group or something over there if you're not going to come over to YouTube or something. The only advantage of the YouTube is you get to see my glorious face. Yes, scary as it is. But you also get to see the things we're reading, what we're talking about. You can see what the stories are going to be kicked off because they're on the News on the Flip Side page, and we scroll through the page as we're doing this show. So it's just an added benefit of what we're doing. Also, if we're showing stuff, it's like a little show and tell or something. That's also stuff that you can see. While the show's live. It just makes it more fun when it's live. You know, this is just too funny to me, a lot of what's been going on in the news lately. I guess we'll start out with the Cavendish stuff tonight. So what do y'all think? Any, you know, I got all the chat faces open today. Hold on, you know, matter of fact, I'm glad I said that, because one of them is not open, so let's do it right now, and we can go from there. Hold on, let me get this page open, guys, and that's the long-haired hippie page, yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to open it up. So what do you think about this? Is this woman to be taken seriously? Is she not to be taken seriously? Should we stop the vote? Should we stop the vote now? I'm going to use a Huffington Post because, you know, this is Carla Haria from the Huffington Post. Y'all know how I feel about the Post. Because this is as left as you can get. Really, Post, Oath. Now, Yahoo's been bought out by Oath, which is just part of the Verizon family. It just stinks liberal. Well, you know, I'm a centralist. I'm a middleist. I don't like the two sides because they never do anything right. It just gets old after a while. I know. If you're watching from my point of view, it's getting extremely old. Mark Judge, key witness to alleged Brett Kavanaugh assault, refuses to testify. Actually, she refused to testify. You notice how the Huffington Post? Yeah, because Ford said she wouldn't testify. Yeah. She said she wouldn't testify. He sent a letter to Congress on everything he's seen and everything that went on. There's no need for him to testify. Yeah, he sent a letter saying everything she said was completely and utterly false. Mark Judge, the man who Christine Blasey Ford has said was in the room while this was going on. And he said he was there, and he said it didn't happen. So I'm still wondering why we're still having this conversation when the witness that she pointed to said it didn't happen. So why are we still doing this? He's already sent a letter to Congress. You don't have to go in and testify. You know, it's funny because the Democrats don't want to have to make Ms. Ford testify, but they want this guy to come testify. You see how they are? And you don't think this just stinks, just a little bit of desperation? This is 5 days before the vote she brings this up, and she's had it for 6 months. So this was intentional. This was intentional. I would bet you money that somehow or another, because she's had it for 6 months. How does she know this professor? They're both from California. Am I not wrong? I mean, she's a professor in California. Last I checked, Dianne Feinstein was a Democrat in California. It stinks. Oh, yeah, it stinks. I agree, Clara, she did go to therapy in 2012, but she never mentioned anybody's names. And on the thing, it said she was attacked by four people, and then she said two. Now, remember, she was only attacked by one. This is how messed up this is already. She couldn't tell you the date that it happened. She wasn't exactly sure what was going on and who was around. She swears she had one beer. Yeah, one beer. You know, one beer. Sorry, guys, it's bugging me. One beer. So, I mean, so you got a beer. You believe that a 15-year-old girl only had one beer? Do you? I'm just asking y'all. I'm just kind of curious. I was 15. Well, ladies, did y'all only drink one beer? Oh, do I? Where is it at? Oh, come here, little booger. Oh, it's a little piece of hair, huh? We'll just do like that and it'll all be down here. Yeah. I just don't know what to make out of this. I'm not even sure what's going on here. Well, there's no crime. There's no way any crime was committed. There's no way anybody's going to bring charges. So what is this? And there was a witness that said it didn't happen. I'm just saying. There's a witness. You know, y'all, if there wasn't a witness, I'd say, okay, fine. But there's a witness. And the witness has already given a written statement, which is more than good enough. Just the same thing that Ford. Remember, Ford at first gave an anonymous statement, and that was good enough. So I'm sorry. If she can get away with an anonymous statement, which wasn't good away enough for her, she went to the Washington Post, got paid for it too, by the way. Oh, yeah. This thing gets stinkier the more you talk about it. And she's hardcore liberal, Miss Ford. Oh, yeah. It just stinks to me of desperation to try to keep this guy from getting in the judges. They're hoping that they can push it past the election and that they're going to take the House. But I think they're whistling Dixie here. I don't think they're going to get the House. Sorry, guys. I just don't think y'all are going to get it. And places you should be winning, you're losing. And as it stands right now, you got a good chance of losing California, the governorship, to a Republican. Chicago's got a good chance. A mayor for Chicago could be a Republican. Y'all better start paying more attention and stop reading those bullshit polls that come from NBC and CBS and CNN and Quinnipiac. Come on. Quinnipiac is big-time left-leaning college. Gallup. AP is so far left, it's not even funny anymore. CNN, NBC, ABC, and CBS are all left-leaning. And that's the polls they want you to go by. But, the American Polling Company's polls are almost always different than their polls are, but they almost always turn out to be right. Just like the news on the flip side polls during the election were always right. None of them are wrong. They call and you go, look, we left them up for people to see. Even 2 years later, we can say, oh, no, they were right. So that shows you how bad the media and the DNC were cooting together to lie to you. Because here's sets of polls, and look, here's another one for you. The Los Angeles Times had Trump winning the whole entire time by 4 or 5 points every week. But yet NBC always had Hillary up between 6 and 15 points. Oh, yeah. Remember, there's sometimes 15 points, people. And you wonder why Hillary ain't, I mean, every poll Hillary ever saw had her up 6, 7 points. Why was she worried about it? But the polls we saw didn't say that. just like the polls we see now don't say what the liberals want you to think. You know, it's the same polls right now saying they're going to take the House and the Senate as said that Hillary was going to win, the same exact polls. Now, the polls that said that they weren't going to get it last time are saying they're not going to get it this time. And I don't think the Democrats understand. They haven't learned anything. Nothing. They lost 1,040 seats because of their policies under Obama. And they're still trying to enforce those same policies that cost them all these seats. So for the Democrats, it's not about what you want or what I want. It's about what they want. It's about their power and their money. At least with the crazy GOP, some of it is about what we want. And you can see it because Trump's doing everything he promised he's doing. Matter of fact, I've never seen a president that got this many promises done in this short of a time. I mean, the only promise that Obama ever got done was health care, and it was a disaster. And it's kind of screwed up now even. He ain't got no other accomplishments done. That was it. That's 8 years. That's all he got done. And he got that done in the first two. And it was pathetic the way they did it. And not only did he do that, but we had to pay for it. And what I mean was, if you didn't want it, because remember, this is insurance that the Congress itself would not even touch, but they expected you to get it. And if you didn't get it, they were going to fine you. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. I know. How pathetic, huh? And the liberals still just didn't get it. And even then, the first year Obama was in, I said, if you push health care through without the GOP, this is going to cost you in the next election. And it did. Because what happens is most people just don't go out and vote. And you get one side riled up, the other side, they come out and vote. Right now, the Democrats had a legitimate chance until Obama went and opened his mouth and got on the campaign trail. Now the GOP numbers are up because more people are going to go out and vote. They hate Obama. He is like the Democrats' kryptonite. I mean, they lost a this was a record by double, 1,040 seats under him. They gave the GOP control of 31 states with the governors, and with the legislatures, 36 states. The Democrats control 14 states, and like five of them, they barely control. The only ones they have solid is New York, California, Washington State, Oregon. There's a few others, but at least half of the others are still up for grabs because they didn't get it. We're not happy. The Democrats were focused on social issues like transgender and stuff like that. But the world has got way bigger problems. You had an unemployment rate of 4%. You had a GDP of 1.8. You had the highest non-job participation rate in the history of our country. You spent $12 trillion. You doubled what everybody else before you spent. And you wonder why you're still in trouble? God. It's like people like Dianne Feinstein and Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton live in their own worlds. They don't even live in our world. They used to at one time, but they don't anymore. They're like off in Never Never Land somewhere. And I loved it because I was listening to what I'm talking about. The GOP is the old white men's party. Well, that's not even close to true. In case y'all didn't know this, the average age of the GOP is, I think, 51, and the average age of the Democrats is almost 70. And the only young people they're getting are socialist. That's going to end their party if that keeps up, because even Democrats are anti-socialist. You're going to have maybe like the Bernie Sanders 20% of the Democrats, but the 80% aren't, because the other 80% understand what socialism is, just like the old 100% of the others know what socialism is. You're not going to get any Republicans to back that. You're not going to get any independents, no centralists, no libertarians, because we all know what socialism is. Only a freaking stupid moron from the Z generation could think, or from the millennials could think, that socialism is a good thing. And that's only because they're from the entitled generation. The millennials are the entitled generation. They are the first entitled generation in this country. Doesn't matter what color you are. If you're a millennial, you're entitled. You came from a whole different society. No wars, no threat of nuclear weapons on your head, no starvation, mostly strong economies. Even booming one right now. You're the entitled generation, guys. And look at the mess we're in because of it. We'll see where it all goes. Anyway, enough about all this. Let's move on. I'm listening to Trump the other day. He's going to slap some tariffs on China. Okay. So he slaps some tariffs on China. Okay. China sets tariffs of $60 billion and U.S. goods retaliated against U.S. duties. Actually, what Trump didn't so much pick a number as he did an ungodly amount of stuff coming in the country, like 3,000 or 4,000 items he slapped tariffs on. Mm-hmm. He didn't slap on one Apple stuff that it's made in China for some reason, but a lot of other stuff got hit. And I just listened to the finance minister when he was in England the other day talking about this. They said China cannot maintain a trade war against the United States. They will bankrupt them. Matter of fact, from what they were saying today, their economy is teetering. Teetering. Yeah, our economy is booming, and theirs is teetering. You got to remember, on a good day, China got $10, $11 trillion economy. On a good day. On a good day, America's got a $32 trillion economy. I know, huh? It's just numbers. But if you were listening to the liberals, oh, they're going to destroy us, really? That's what you said about the Europeans. Let me see. Oh, shit, we cut a trade deal with the Europeans. Oh, the Americans are never going to speak to us. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, shit, we got a new deal with them. And guess what? In both deals, oh, my God, we're coming out way better. I know. Can you believe that shit? Obama was the worst negotiator I've ever seen. He's a community organizer. His job was to appease people. That's what community organizers do. That's how they get shit done. They appease people to get them to do what they want. But that's not how you run this most powerful, wealthiest country to ever exist. I know, it's just ignorant. No, I think I said this before. Obama got screwed. He would have had a much better legacy if they would have let Hillary go to office. She might have got 8 years. If she did a good 8 years and then they would have brought Obama in, they might have had a chance. But if it was an 8 years like Obama's, they would have lost anyway. I mean, yeah, because think about it. Everybody said, oh, the Democrats had it for 8 years, but that's not true. They had the House and Senate under Bush for 2 years and then the House, Senate, and the presidency under Obama for 2 years. After that, they didn't have it anymore. They lost the House the very next election. They lost the Senate the election after that, and they haven't had it back since. And I know they've said this every election, by the way. Every election, the Democrats say the same thing. They're getting the House back. Every election. And they haven't in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now. Yeah, maybe it's their turn. What it really is, guys, it's like I said a few minutes ago. The Democrats don't have a message. Do you know what the message is? I got Democratic friends who ask them all the time, what's y'all's message? I left the party about 6, 8 years ago. Mainly because it lost its way. It's really, really, really corrupt now. I mean, it's by far the most corrupt party. And being a centralist, it's easier for me to see it. You know, I used to bitch about the GOP being so corrupt before. But Democrats, y'all whooped them. Y'all are way more corrupt. Y'all got ties into the media. You got some of the funkiest, nastiest stuff going on. I guarantee if we were to really get serious and go through the whole 8 years of Obama's administration, I guarantee you half the administration would be in prison. Guaranteed. If we just go back and legitimately charge the people we know committed crimes, half his administration would be in prison. Of course, you can probably say that for other places, other presidents too. I don't think this president's that corrupt. He don't need the money. For Obama, it was always about the money. For Trump, it's not. I think for Trump, it's just about leaving something behind. You're talking about Julie Chen, right? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, last I heard, and hold on, you know what? I got an article. Hold on, let me pull it up right quick. Let's see. Julie Chen announces she's leaving the talk after her husband Momus CBS departure. Actually, she's leaving some other show besides that, too. I read it earlier this morning. Well, because they're just going to hate on her nonstop. I mean, that's what all them women do. You know, have y'all noticed something? Ladies, close your ears for a minute because this is going to piss y'all off. But I'm noticing, you see all them daytime shows where they have 4 and 5 women? Listen to them. They're hateful. I know. Is this going to be the new – if this is going to be the new women of our country, I'm moving. Well, no, because listen, just go listen to them. You don't hear – there's not a bunch of men talk shows talking like that shit. And they're not talking about women like that either. Women talking about men like that. I'm just thinking, man, there's some BS going on around here. Well, it's unfortunate because fortunately for me, I know a lot of females and they're not crazy like this. Oh, no. No, I'm not talking about the Me Too generation. The Me Too is legit. As long as it's legit, it's legit. In this case with Kovanovich, I don't even care if it was legit. No, I don't. It was 35 years ago. And there was no crime committed, even by our own terms. There was no rape or anything else that. I think you might have been a guy, well, he's a minor, you might have got him with assault, would have never went on his record anyway. He was a minor. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have been got it. This is just, and then this is the other real problem here. Let's say that this happened. Let's say that the two of them got drunk and they were rolling around in the bed, kissing and doing whatever, and then he got carried away and started groping and grabbing, and she went to holler and he put his hand over her mouth. Let's say that happened. And then the next thing they know that they're all on the floor and she's doing her own thing, he's doing his own thing, and the other guy's doing his own thing. Okay. What do you do with that? And you're assuming that this man hasn't changed in 35 years. Come on, I've changed. I was a pig when I was young. Oh, don't act like women don't get do that kind of shit. Women are even worse than men when it comes to that kind of stuff. Sorry. I grew up in New Orleans, okay? In New Orleans, as they say down here, we got club after club after club after club. I have been groped. My ass has been grabbed. Things have been grabbed that should never even be touched except for someone you like or love. And it happens frequently down here. It's not guys doing it, it's females. So tell me again how women don't do this. Why don't you go down the quarter and see how these women are hanging off the balconies naked? Yeah, oh yeah, they. Oh, it's not worse. These are upstanding citizens doing this. Oh my God, no, these ain't just holy people. Oh Jesus, no. Actually, the holy people don't go on bourbon because they don't want to get arrested. They go do it somewhere else. Yeah, no, this is tourists. These are everyday mom and dads doing this shit. Oh yeah, wearing clothes, you'd be like, what the hell? Why don't you go put some clothes on? It's like the lady the other day. I heard her, she said two little guys were staring at her boobs. So she said, stop staring at my boobs. And I looked up at her and said, why don't you wear something that doesn't poke them out to the top? I don't care what you say. If you're going to wear things that poke your tits out, people are going to look at them. Not just men, women are going to look at them too. You know, it's like if a guy, you know, straps something down, everybody be looking. Oh, and what gets me is y'all want to act like you don't. That's my favorite part. Oh, I don't do that. Bullshit. I would polygraph almost any woman or any man I know, and at one time or another, they've done it. They've looked, they've grabbed, they've touched. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Especially if you're in a crowd. Oh, my God. I know y'all have a bunch of perverts. Look, I grew up in New Orleans. It's just something you get used to down here because – doing Mardi Gras and special events, when you're going down Bourbon, I'm sorry. You're just going to get touch places that, you know. What I usually do is we'll make a chain a lot of times. So everybody's got each other's hands. So we're pulling each other through the crowd so we can work through the crowd real fast. And I usually put Linda behind me so she don't get mowed over by the crowd. And then whoever's behind her. And then we just go, you know, through the crowd. But even then, you know, especially if they start waving and shit, you know, or got their hands up, you know, show me your... You know what, I can get crazy. But the point being is there as many women down there as there is men. And last I checked, to have sex, it takes two people, male and female. Well, I guess today I retract that statement. I'm sorry. Before any LGBT whatever's write to me, I apologize. Oh, no, you can, there's all kind of ways, but it's just... When you're going to try to act like you don't do these things, or you've never done these things, or you've never had these thoughts, then I'm going to call you out. I'm sorry. I'm going to call you out. That's bullshit. No, I'm sure there's some high and mighty men and women out there, but it ain't the majority of America. If it was the majority of America, we wouldn't need to have 400 million channels and 3,000 other channels that have nothing but porn on them, and porn wouldn't be the biggest thing on the internet by far. It dwarfs everything else combined. So, yeah, America's mind is pretty much in the gutter. And when I see these people on TV act like, oh, well, no, it's not. Bullshit. So I don't know what went down here. I look at it like this. There was a 15-year-old girl drunk and a 17-year-old boy drunk. If it's never happened again, I don't see how you can hold this guy. I really don't. Because remember, it's supposed to be forgive and move on, and everyone's supposed to be able to change, or are we just lying about our prisons? and we just put prisoners in there and they just come out worse. Or I thought that they can, you know, change and learn and be let back out in society. Yeah, okay, so that's the point, guys. Be a hypocrite or be honest. This is simply an attempt to stop this guy from getting in there. They're praying like hell they can get the House so that they can get at least somebody they want on the bench. It ain't going to happen. Donald Trump will never give them anything they want. And eventually the country will just get pissed off at him again. And then in 2020, they'll reelect Trump and they'll kick the Democrats out yet again. They don't get it. Y'all have been seen as the haters of the country for 8 years now. And that hasn't changed. And I'm telling y'all, I used to be a Democrat and now I'm a centralist or a middleist. And look, guys, I'm watching y'all crash and burn. I got a lot of friends that are still Democrats, and even they know they're crashing and burning. But like I said in the last election, in 2016, I said, just keep living in that fantasy world, and it's going to come right back and bite you in the ass, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, come on, guys. This shows you how pathetic the Democrats and the politicians are, and the news media. Like every other news media organization out there, the night of the election, we put a panel show together of seven of our hosts, and some liberal, some conservative, some in between. And by 7 o'clock, Lily White called the election for Trump. By 7:30, I agreed with her wholeheartedly. It was Trump. Okay. CNN didn't call the election until after midnight. NBC didn't call it till almost 1 in the morning. And it was clear by 7:30 Trump had won this election. Shows you how pathetic the media and the Democrats are. Hillary knew by 7:30 she had lost, but she wasn't going to concede. And every media outlet knew it. They had lost. And, you know, I love it because they got all these meltdowns on YouTube. YouTube, speaking of that, there's a lot of hate on there, hating on the Trump. I thought we weren't supposed to allow for hate speech on YouTube anymore. I'm telling y'all, guys, you see this YouTube and Google Hangout and Twitter shit, this is going to mount into a $1 trillion lawsuit. Just watch and see what's coming. Just watch and see. I've already heard both liberal and conservative Supreme Court judges say that if it shows up in front of them, Mark Zuckerberg, you're done for. Mr. Tweeter, you're done for, because they believe in free speech and they don't believe that a company can stifle free speech because it's on their platform. It's a social media platform. Maybe if you make it pay for listen or pay for view, you might be able to do it that way. But guys, the way it is right now, you're going to lose. But okay. You know what? It doesn't matter what kind of lawyers you got, Mark. Oh, no, my friend. It don't matter, because the Supreme Court don't give a shit and there's nothing you can do about it. You can't override them. You ain't nothing you can do. You're just done. Oh, it'll probably take 5 years or so. But it's really bad. They got to be real careful here, because this could end up causing a split or something. You know, already people are talking about Google needs to be split up. They're even kind of hinting that Amazon needs to be split up. So, and y'all just pissing people off. And something else, I noticed the media forgot this. We're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Colin. Yeah, I like to call him Colin. Y'all know his wife, right? Oh, she's a radical Muslim. Oh, yeah. So Nike is endorsing terrorism. Have you seen some of the shit this woman's wrote? It cost Kaepernick a job. After he quit the 49ers, he quit, remember, he wasn't fired, he quit. And he was offered two other jobs, and he refused those, but he said the NFL was blackballing. I mean, I can't wait till this gets in trial. Then his wife, he's going for an interview with another team. His wife comes out and says some of the most hateful, racist shit I've ever seen. But Nike endorses this. Nike's actually, I can't believe Nike's doing this, and I can't believe the chicken shit news media hasn't called them on it. Oh, I'm getting ready to write a big old letter to him. I'm going to start putting up on all my pages, Nike endorses terrorism, and then we'll put on that why. Yeah, because one thing that's nice about the internet, it's the small man, and we have a decent-sized audience. So I hear a lot of my stuff all the time, so I know it gets out there now. We'll have to see where it goes. Now that we got all distracted on it, well, Kaepernick, I had nothing against Kaepernick personally. Taking a knee, I thought it was just a little cheesy, but hey, you know, if that's it's not really his right, because the NFL don't have to allow you to do that. Yeah, And what I don't understand is why hasn't he gone on CNN and taken the knee? For that matter, why hasn't he out there, you know, putting his money where his mouth is? See, there's one thing about people. What he was saying was true, you would see every week you'd see an article about him working with the local police department or working with the local black children to help them understand how to deal with cops. But he's not. That's not what he does. Oh, no. And it kills me that someone at Nike would think that, oh, I'll never buy another Nike anything again. Mm-mm. Doesn't matter. I wasn't a big fan of Nike anyway. I mean, come on. They use forced labor in China to make their shoes. I don't know why anybody does it. Yeah, the problem here today is the liberals control 65% of the media. So a lot of stuff gets whitewashed. If you're not watching like One World, you know, like BBC One or One American News or El Zahar or Fox or something like that, you're not getting the full story. Oh, no, with Fox, you got it. Okay, if you want to do it the hard way instead of going to one of the medias that actually are middleist, you can go to Fox and listen to Fox, and then you can go to CNN and listen to CNN, and then you can smash the two together. And you might get a remnant of the truth. Because right now you get the left opinion, the right's opinion, but no real news. Ah, we don't want to talk about news. Screw that. That's not helping our ratings. Oh, that's okay. The two think tanks in the United States said that the biggest threat to the United States in the next decade is liberalism. That's a fact, people. Yeah, liberalism is starting to feel a little bit like communism, where they want to control everything and tell us what we can do and can't do. Remember, these are the guys who tried to get laws passed to stifle free speech around Obama. They got one passed where you couldn't heckle the president. You could be arrested for it. They heckle Trump all the time. I don't see him arresting anybody. Obama was, I don't know what he was. He was definitely a Muslim, though. He was radicalized. It always bothered me that the liberals were too stupid to see this guy's daddy, and he worshipped his daddy, and his daddy was a radical Muslim. But yet, for some reason, no one, well, 70% of the country started to notice it in his, by his fifth year, but that was too late. Yeah, he'll go down as one of the worst presidents in history. No, just the economy. And then I love another, oh, it's my economy, you asshole. It tells you how much of a lying bastard he really is. This is his words. Well, the new GDP norm in the United States is going to be 2.3 or 2.1, actually. That's going to be the new sustained GDP. And foreign jobs will never come back. I mean, our overseas jobs will never come back to the United States. Man, we'll never do manufacturing. It will never happen. Trump wasn't even in office yet. He was bringing them back. That's one of the reasons the economy took off so well. By him doing it before he even got in office, it showed everybody that he meant business. Then he came in and cut regulations, cut taxes, and it just took off. And he knew that. Well, the Democrats are greedy. What the Democrats do is they make the government real big, and then they feed their friends off the government. Oh, yeah. Such and such as friends, a contractor here. Oh, yeah, look, I know for a fact. I see it all the time. I've seen it in D.C. I've seen it down here. I've seen it in Atlanta. I've seen it out in L.A. It's just a way of life. That's what they do. They bring in the money. Well, you know, our mayor, well, Mr. Nagin, who's doing 10 years for that very thing. Oh, yeah, he was a hardcore liberal. And he's not the only liberal in jail for that. Just, you know, I don't understand what happened to honesty in the news. See, I would rather talk about the news. I'd rather come on here and go, okay, where's Dianne Feinstein? His coverage, let's talk about the two. But that's not what's going on. Now you've got one side just completely hating and dominating the media and not ever letting the other side even speak about it. Go see on CNN and see if you see two sides. I will kiss your ass on Bourbon Street if you see CNN has two sides. and CNN used to be my favorite news media, I'm not going to lie. I was, you know, there when CNN was born. I was there for CNN through all the Desert Storm. They did great coverage. They had great reporters. CNN don't have reporters or journalists anymore. They got host. Yep, that's what they got, host. Oh, Anderson Cooper is not a journalist. That lying bastard, come on, he spent 6 months, the first 6 months of Trump's election saying, he's under investigation, Coomey's got him under investigation, Coomey's, and then Coomey came on after he got fired, of course, and said, no, I didn't have him under investigation. And the whole time, I got sources, he's a lying sack of shit is what he is. And Rachel Madcow, Maddo, get out of here. I haven't heard anything honest out of that woman's mouth yet. I would rather get my news from Bill Maher than from freaking Rachel Madcow Maddo. I like Bill Maher. I rarely agree with Bill Maher, but I like him. Oh, we agree on some stuff. You'd be surprised, but I still like the guy. You know, I learned a long time ago, because I do radio and other strange things. You know, I learned a long time ago, if you want to stay friends with people, sometimes you just have to agree to disagree. It was a tagline we used for 2 decades. I just learned to agree to disagree. Because you have to. You're not going to agree with everybody all the time. You're not even going to like everybody all the time. So agree to disagree. Thank you, Claire. China is on the brink of collapse. See, we were just talking about this one up here. This is the $60 billion in tariffs. And, of course, this is China on the edge of collapse. Yeah, y'all remember this lady. She was the one accused of sexual abuse, assault. Yeah, she looks pissed there. She's suing the person who accused her. That's what the article's about, actually. This is a good article. You got to read this one about China. Going back down. We got about 11 minutes. Don't know how this Cruz one slipped in here. I'm not the biggest Cruz supporter for some reason. I didn't like him. You know what? Before he ran for president, I really didn't have anything against the guy. After he ran for president, he just seemed unimpressive. I mean, he doesn't seem like a dumb guy or even a mean guy. He just, like I said, kind of unimpressive. Speaking of which, on next Thursday, we got a panel discussion coming on. We're going to be 4 or 5 hosts, and we're going to be discussing just about where America is today, both in political and other arenas. So we'll be discussing that in depth. Also, and then on the right at the end of the month, right at the start of October, actually, the first Saturday in October, I believe it is, we're going to have Paranormal Saturday. So we'll just be a hunch and coast to get together to discuss the weird and strange. I just thought I'd bring that up while we're talking. Usually Michael Ingley follows me on Tuesdays with Discovery Paranormal, but I believe I didn't have a chance to talk to him yet because I had just seen a letter a little while ago, but I believe he's going to be taking a hiatus on Tuesdays for a while, so you can still catch him on Thursdays. Thursdays is politics. Yeah, that's pretty much all we do on Thursdays. Most of the week we do a lot of weird stuff. Thursdays, though, is pretty much politics. And Diane, you know, I have been thinking about bringing News on the Flip Side, the full version back, the 3-hour show. I really have. I took 2 years off from it. Well, Stephanie and I had a pretty good rapport. But I really haven't had the time to really sit down and really, you know, interview some hosts. And with Steph, it was a cheat because we had been talking because she was hosting with her boyfriend on the network for about a year or two, or about a year. And I knew her style pretty well. So I'm funny about who I'll host with. I really am. I got a lot of friends that I'll go do radio with all the time, and they're going to be hosting with me for a regular time. And you got to be able to change topics a lot and keep up. So, and not so much on news nights, but, well, even on news nights you do. Police officer hailed hero for staying calm while suspect yelled the N-word at least 50 times. Sweetie, I'd have just bitch slapped him. Really. I'd have just said, little white boy, whack, whack, whack. Well, I guess then everybody would have hated on her. Good lady. Personally, I still would have smacked his ass. Yeah, I wouldn't have put up with it. Well, obviously, less abuse isn't doing better for our country. It seems to be getting worse, not better. Yeah, I remember my grandpa. Well, we're going to be able to speak to these damn kids anymore. That's going to get crazy. You know what? He's right. I hate to say it. Old coon-ass bastard was right. Country is out of control. Every generation says, you know, about picking on the youth. The millennials they really don't have to start in life till they're like 40, 35, 40. They don't. It's just a different place, you know, and their kids and the kids after them are going to be the same way. It's a great way to come into our country. They're going to live longer than all of us. Most of them are going to live to be 90, 100 years old. So it's just a different place. And besides, who wants to rush into this frickin' nightmare of what we call a world today? I know, huh? Oh, look at this. Yahoo had to give some props to Trump. CNBC had to give some props to Trump. Yeah, because the economy's booming. See, you could say that Obama started it, but then he's had it for 18 months. So if he didn't like it, he could have killed it. So you can't really give him a credit. I mean, y'all want to, but you really can't, guys. I'm sorry. This shit, I don't know who in Sears said this about the pensions. Somebody in Sears said the reason they're going out of business and blah, blah, this is because they got to keep $4 billion in assets for pensions. They pay $300 million a year in pensions, but they got to keep $4 billion, I guess, in case they go out of business or something. Yeah, it was, who was it? It was Sears CEO Eddie Lamport that said that originally. This article says, of course, that's not true, but it's Yahoo, so yeah, you can't. Yahoo's economics is not real good. They got a piss poor. They used to have a pretty good economics person, but now it's all liberal economics. Well, everybody at Yahoo's now liberal, so I mean, really liberal, and you can't trust them anymore. Yeah, they got this one asshole who writes a column for him. He does economics. Every time, whatever Trump says, he says the opposite, so every time he's been wrong. I wrote a letter to him the other day saying, man, maybe you should find something else to do because obviously you're a moron. Kind of a pathetic moron because he keeps doing it. He's just never right. Well, you got to be pretty smart to make $9 billion, guys, and have 154 countries and only 154 companies and only four go bankrupt. That's a pretty serious success record by anybody's means. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's serious. I mean, all we heard about was the four bankruptcies. We didn't hear about the other 150 companies or the fact that most of his CEOs are female and half his employees are black. I noticed that everyone wanted to talk about that part. Oh, yeah, I just want to tell you how much he hated women and blacks. Obviously, actions speak louder than words. And obviously, women and blacks understood that because half the women in the country voted for him. And 18% of blacks, that's like a record. He had a big Hispanic turnout, too, and they expect it to be bigger in 2020, not smaller. He's winning over people. Again, here's Julie Chan. It's a shame she's going to have to give up everything because of this doofus. Well, he just looks like a doofus. He's like, all right, come here, baby. Let me smack that booty. Woman probably looked at him like, what are you, stupid? Just, well, you know, you can be a dog. I'll be a dog. Judge the polyannual on if comic. This shit name, I can't. I've been saying his name all night. I was going to get tongue-tied on it. Anyway, is his nomination in jeopardy? Right now, it's not. Wasted things sit currently. His nomination's not in jeopardy. There's a witness to the thing that said it didn't happen. If Congress votes on hearsay without proof, which there is no proof. What do you mean, polygraph? Okay, let's say she did pass. Let's say the liberals got her polygraphed and she passed. She'd have to still undergo two more. Conservatives would get to pick a polygraph, and I'd bet your ass she wouldn't pass that one. And then there'd have to be somebody in the middle, and I bet you that one would come out as inconclusive. Because if she's telling the truth about the way her memory is, it has to come out inconclusive, or she's lying. Yeah, because she's already made the statement about she didn't remember X amount of things about this. So if she changes it, the polygraph is going to catch her. Yeah. You can beat a polygraph, but not many people can. It's like voice stress analysis. I've been doing it for almost 20 years now. There are some people that can beat it, but for the most part, no. The reason why it's not used admissible in the court of law, and we're talking about felony law, it can be used in a civil case, and the FBI and CIA and companies and all still use polygraphs today. You can be hired and fired because you failed the polygraph, in case you didn't know that. But the majority of people, about 98% of people, don't have a chance of beating a polygraph, but there is that 2%. I can beat one. I've beat them before. I've failed them before, too. I've passed them before. I've lied and failed them. I've lied and passed them. Hell, I told the truth. I wouldn't still fail a damn thing. Yeah, I have no idea what that was about. Then I screwed a guy really good one day. He said, okay, I need your baseline. So I told him my birthday, right? So that's how they get your baseline. You got to tell him your name and your birthday. So I did. I lied. He didn't know it, though. So the whole rest of the night, every time I'd lie, so I was telling the truth. I told the truth. So I lied. Well, in the old days, back in the day, a lot of companies polygraphed. Oh, man, a lot of companies I work for polygraph. If you had an inventory shortage, you were getting polygraphed. A lot of companies, before they hired you, would polygraph you. I think I've taken the date like 14. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. been voice stressed a few times too. The majority of them passed, but I have failed a few. Mm-hmm. You can beat one. Like I said, I have beat it. And there's actually a trick. Well, there's a trick that anyone can do that will force the test to be inconclusive. I'm not going to tell y'all because that's just wrong on my part. But there is a way that you can force the test into being inconclusive, whether you're lying or telling the truth. You can force it into being that way. Or if you're like me or someone else has really good control over their heart rate, you can fool them all day long. If you can control your heart rate and your pulse rates, you go to a polygraph like it's nothing. And some people can do it. Some people can't. Most people can't. But because of that 2 or 3%, it can't be used in a federal court of law. Because a professional criminal might, you know, easily be able to beat a polygraph, so they don't want to take the chance. But like I said, they still use them. FBI uses them, CIA uses them, NSA uses them, Secret Service uses them. A multitude of companies use them. And in a civil court, they can be used as evidence in a civil case. Neither one of them are going to take a polygraph, which leads me to think that both of them are lying. Mm-hmm. I think that they both got drunk and he was grabbing her. I do. And she was first was all for it. You know, she's a 15-year-old girl that's drunk. And then she got scared, which happens sometimes. You know, it's not uncommon, ladies, and you know it as well as I do, for a woman to change her mind halfway through. And she freaked. And I think that's what really happened. But she went to, you know, she had to make this more than it was for whatever this therapy thing was. No, sweetie, don't give me a let me get this right. If you're a 53-year-old woman and you're still having issues because a 17-year-old guy groped you when you were 15, there's something else going on in your life that we really need to talk about. Oh, yeah. Now, that's just, It's like when you blame your parents all your life because you're a fuck up. No, okay. I'll give you till you 18. I'll give you till you 21 because I'm nice. After you're 21, you can no longer blame your parents, okay? You're a grown adult. You can't, when you make a decision, it's your decision. Oh, it's because I was, no, bullshit. You knew you were raised like that, so why don't you try making a different kind of decision? That's a cop out so you can just do whatever the hell you want. It's like people who drink so they can do what they want. Yeah, that's all alcohol is an enabler. That's all it's ever been. It enables you to go do things you would not normally do, whether it's, you know, sex, drugs, or whatever. It's an enabler. It's things you would not do when you were sober. That's why you drink. You drink to relax. Well, if you stay home and drink and relax and don't do anything, I'll agree. If you're going out when you're drinking, no, I ain't believing you. Look, guys, I drank a lot when I was young. You know, nobody's going to convince me different. I grew up in a city of alcoholics. All right, I've seen everything in your mama that's happened out there. It's I know what alcohol is. It is the gateway drug. You want to know what the gateway drug is? It's alcohol. Everything I did is after I was drunk. Everything, no matter what it was. And everybody I know is the same damn way. I don't know anybody who started smoking pot and then started drinking alcohol. Well, I'm sure there's a few, but for the most part, that ain't how it goes. Well, because for the most part, alcohol is more easily available. Most people have it in their home. Even though I don't drink, there's at least 4 or 5 fists of booze on top of my cabinets. They're more up there for decoration or friends come over, but what do you mean? Real quick, Claire, because I got to go. When my son was born, I was 23. I used to drink a lot, so I quit when he was born. So I was scared that, you know, he might come in early in the morning after I've been drinking. I might not realize and grab him or something. So I didn't want to take a chance. So I just quit for about 10 years. And then about 33, 34, I started drinking again. And then I quit again at 40, around 38. And then I drank a little bit around 40, 42, and haven't had a drink. I'm 55 now. So I haven't had an alcohol drink in 7 or 8 years. No, it's not. No, I can drink them and put them down. It's not the problem. Well, most of the time I'm driving. I don't want to drink and drive. When I was young and stupid, I used to. But I don't, you know. One, I don't want to have to hurt. If you kill somebody or maim someone because of your own stupidity, no. And then do you really want the expense of a DUI? Jesus. I don't know. I had a friend get 6. One friend got 5, and then he got 5 years in jail on his 5th one. The other guy got 6. He never got any time in jail. Yeah, don't ask me. He knew somebody or was greasing up someone's palms or something. Woman who rang doorbell in middle of night reveals details of terrifying. This was freaky, creepy stuff. Y'all should read this. Last article, then we're going to get out of here. This was contributed by a friend of mine from Cali. The closest exoplanet to Earth might have a vast ocean and even life. Oh, shit. I've been telling y'all for this how long? Oh, I know. When the scientists going to catch up with us brilliant people? Oh, and this is, we'll leave y'all with this. Remember, for a special prosecutor to be issued, there has to be evidence of a crime. This is Lisa Page. Collusion unproven at time of Mueller's appointment, which means his appointment was illegal. So he should have never been appointed. And then once he decided he was going to investigate the Kumi thing, he should have recused himself, which he still hasn't done. I don't know, guys. Who polices the FBI? Nobody? We were talking about this the other day. This is what the problem is with the FBI. There's no oversight. NSA and CIA ain't watching these guys. I mean, somebody needs to start watching these. I mean, obviously, there's been a problem with the top people at the FBI for a while now. I mean, Kumi kind of makes me wonder. Kumi broke the law. You do know when he released those documents, he broke the law. But more importantly, when he decided Hillary Clinton's case, he broke the law. It wasn't his job. That was Loretta Lynch's job. Oh, yeah, it was her job, not Kumi's. He's a freaking FBI investigator. He's not. Well, he's the head of FBI, but he's not a district attorney. No, indeed not. That was not his job. That was for the head prosecutor, which he's not. I don't know. It stinks. I mean, it just stinks. And I hate that because the FBI has always been my favorite branch. Well, the CIA and NSA sound cool, but you really don't know a lot about them. Well, the CIA used to hear a little bit about, but you don't even hear about the NSA. Them bitches keep good secrets. Secret Service, I mean, they just basically are police for the president. ATF, you know what ATF gets around to. The Rangers, you talking about the Texas Rangers? There's a lot of that going on. Anyway, we're going to get out of here again. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Oh, and I did see one other article I wanted to mention. I noticed that the Russians are trying to blame the Ukraine for shooting down, what was it? I forgot the flight, but yeah, remember when this happened and they went and found evidence and said Russia did it? Now Russia said, oh, no. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Guys and girls, if you're listening to us on YouTube and Spreaker, there'll be a short interruption before either the music or commercials picks up until the next show. Guys and girls, again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Wait, what? Who sent me this? Hold on. Now, you're running into other time now. Two friends joined story exclusively to two of the women he dated in high school came out and said they're defending. Oh, God, come on. I don't even know why this is still an issue anymore. Anyway, guys and girls, thanks again for tuning in to News on the Flipside Tuesday's edition. I'll be back on Thursday with the news. Tomorrow I'll be hosting UFO on the Cover on Wednesday, so be sure to come check that out. Following us on UFO on the Cover now is Top Secret News with Christina George. Anyway, guys and girls, thanks for tuning in tonight, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Good night, everybody.